With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The number of Montanans filing for unemployment continues to rise. More than 64,000 people in the state have filed a claim for benefits since the first case of the novel coronavirus was reported in Montana in mid-March. The new filings for unemployment equate to almost 6% of Montana's population. State lawmakers on the Economic Affairs Interim Committee were briefed Thursday on the unprecedented labor situation amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Brendan Norland is the Acting Commissioner of Labor and Industry.
Prior to COVID-19, incoming claims and reactivations averaged approximately 557 per week. Between March 15th, which was the Sunday following the emergency declaration, through April 3rd, the weekly average of incoming claims and reactivations rose to 17,640.
Norland was asked during the legislative committee how the state agency is preventing potential fraud. She said the agency has not changed its standards for judging unemployment claims, and the agency will be accountable to both the executive and legislative branch of government.
We have to take a look at every employee or every requirement that makes someone eligible or ineligible. And we will be held accountable not only to the executive branch of government, we will also be held accountable, of course, to the legislative branch.
Montana's accommodations and food service industry is especially hit hard as dine-in restaurants and bars remain ordered to close. Nearly 10,000 workers in that sector filed for unemployment last month. Construction workers filed for benefits at the next highest clip in March with more than 4,000 claims. More than 3,000 claims for unemployment last month came from healthcare and social assistance workers. After the speedy shift to online learning amid the coronavirus pandemic, many school districts across the state say it would be easier to finish out the school year that way instead of returning to classrooms. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports Montana's top K-12 education official is asking Governor Steve Bullock to give districts that flexibility if he lifts his emergency school closure order.
Schools will be in session for about another 7 to 8 weeks, and it's unknown whether it will be safe for students to return to in-person classes before summer break. Governor Bullock ordered schools to close in mid-March and has been extending closures on a biweekly basis. As it stands, schools will be closed at least until April 24th. Districts say it's hard to plan with that kind of uncertainty. Montana Office of Public Instruction Superintendent Elsie Arnson is asking Governor Bullock to give districts the option to continue distance learning or a blended option of in-person and online classes if he lifts his emergency school closure order. OPI also asked the governor to hold nearly $9 million in federal aid his office will be distributing to universities and public schools until districts know what kinds of financial impacts they may be facing. MTPR did not receive a response for comment from Bullock's office by deadline. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Environmental regulators have approved plans for a long-disputed copper mine in central Montana. The permits were approved Thursday by the Montana Department of Environmental Quality for the Black Butte Copper Project north of White Sulphur Springs. This marks a major milestone in making the mine a reality, but environmental advocates will likely challenge the decision. The mine would be near a tributary of the Smith River, which is one of the state's most popular recreational rivers. Sean McGrath of the Department of Environmental Quality says the permits include some of the most stringent conditions ever issued for a hard rock mine in Montana. As Montana's communities handle the increasing number of the coronavirus cases, nurses across the country are calling attention to the distribution of personal protective equipment, or PPE, from the federal government. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports in Montana, supplies from the national stockpile have fallen short.
Half a dozen nurses gathered outside of the Kalispell Regional Healthcare Complex Thursday, holding up signs saying, quote, "Trump, where's my PPE?" Tara Lee is an RN here and part of the local nurses union that organized the gathering in coordination with other unions around the country. They say they want the Trump administration to ramp up its use of the Defense Production Act, which can force the private sector to manufacture PPE.
Mass produce all items, the testing kits, the gloves, the masks, the gowns, the goggles, all of that we regularly use needs to just be in mass production.
The state is receiving supplies from the national stockpile, but officials in Montana and elsewhere say the Federal Emergency Management Agency isn't delivering what it's promising. On a press call Thursday, Senator John Tester said a delivery of N95 respirators to Montana fell massively short.
When I spoke with FEMA, they committed to me that by the end of March, they were going to send us 79,486 respirators. Instead, we got short of 11,000 from FEMA.
Tester said FEMA has promised to deliver the remaining respirators this week. Senator Steve Daines also announced in a press release that he had been promised the same thing. Hospitals are reporting how much of a PPE supply they have to the state daily so it can distribute what supplies do show up. According to Governor Steve Bullock, the state needs about 460,000 more N95 masks to handle Montana's peak, which is expected later this month. In the meantime, even hospitals like Kalispell Regional Healthcare, which says it has enough supplies based on current modeling, are implementing protocols to reuse certain PPE based on manufacturer and CDC guidelines. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
And I'm Cole Grant.